The internet won't go away anytime soon because it's reached critical mass with around 30 million users in the UK, says Tony Neat, MD of GetSafe Online, a government-private sector initiative aimed at boosting online security. The organisation aims to provide unbiased, straightforward advice about online safety for individuals and small businesses. The GetSafe Online website contains step-by-step guidance for beginners and advice for victims of online crime, as well as articles on getting safe online and an alert service to help internet users protect themselves. Anyone who's not online these days risks digital exclusion, says Neat, so everyone needs to get connected, but it should be done securely. At the launch of the fourth annual Get Safe Online Week, I asked him to outline the importance of the initiative for small and medium businesses in the UK.
We feel that certainly small and medium businesses need a lot of support. They don't get it. Something like over 90% of businesses in the small area have not got a third-party supporter. They haven't got someone that they bring in. They haven't got someone dedicated to security. So they need that. And I would divide those businesses into three. First of all, the small business who maybe uses a computer at home just for their financial dealings, whether it would be their PAYE, whether it would be invoicing on a small scale. If they're not protected and they lose the data on there, then potentially the VAT man, PAYE are going to come around saying, where's all your details? And they haven't got any because they've lost them. So we talk about backups, we're talking about security, antivirus, anti-spyware, all those areas. The second sort of business is a business where they may keep customers' details on their machines. Again, those machines might be at home. They might be used by children, by part of the family. But what they don't realise is that they're actually holding people's personal information. They need to protect that even more than they do their own, because there's data protection issues in relation to that. So they need to protect that and make sure that that is secure. Then the third area, I think, are the companies who actually have an e-business online, where they're selling products online, and as a result, they're bringing in credit card information. That is even more important. So they're the three areas I think businesses need to look at. And certainly on the third area, you need to bring in expert advice to make sure you're doing it all properly. What we try to do with the Get Safe Online is to give you that basic advice to get you going, so people don't think it's far too expensive for me to do. And you can pick up free antivirus, free spyware, but we would advise, depending on what the level that you were working, how many staff you have, you might consider paying a bit more for that security, or even getting a third party expert in to make sure you're right. But they need as much support and as much help and awareness training as maybe Mrs. Smith, who lives in number 1 High Street.
Now, you've spoken of the importance of GetSafe Online being independent, but at the same time you're looking for business to become involved, so can you just discuss that point?
We're a true public-private partnership. We take some money off the government, but we don't want all the money from the government. We want the private sector to put money in, but on the basis that they realise that they're going into a neutral, independent organisation. We are not going to sell product for them. They're no more advanced on the site in relation to the product as anybody else that's there. And we'll work with them, and we know that they've got the right thing to do, but we will always keep our independence. So if a company joins us, it will be knowing that they're doing the right thing. It might be a corporate relationship point of view that they're joining for, but they must realise that that is very important to us, our neutrality, and they can gain from that by getting independent knowledge about what the problems are and being able to help us to point our resources, which are limited, in the right direction.
For Computer Weekly, I'm Warwick Ashford.